Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal: to save my city. Today, I fight that war on two fronts. By day, I lead Star City as its mayor, but by night, I am someone else. I am something else. I am the Green Arrow.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, on this Season 6, Episode 1 of Arrow. Can't believe it. We've been doing this for 6 years. Yes! All right, we've made it this far. Fallout is the title of this podcast episode. This is overall number episode 116. Oh my gosh. 116 episodes already, and this is episode 1 of season 6. We are off the island, or are we? Dun, dun, dun. Not so quick, though. Fallout definitely gives us the fallout from the previous season, season 5, of the finale of Arrow. And boy, oh boy, was that a big cliffhanger as the island goes up in flames. And Oliver is the only one on the boat with his son. So let's see. This episode aired on October 12th, 2017. Viewers, let's see. 1.2 million viewers. So Arrow still pulls in. I mean, come on. Over a million views. That's great. That's great. All right. Let me read the synopsis so I can give you my thoughts and what could have worked? What could have, what really worked? And oh my gosh, first of all, okay, wait, jumping the gun already. Let me read the synopsis. Here we go. In flashback, Slade heads to the Argus ship alone while the others take refuge in the plane. Samantha runs off to find William and Thea following her. John's right pectoral muscles are injured while rescuing Felicity. Oliver finds Thea in critical condition and in dying. Samantha asks him to look after William. Dinah and Quentin are attacked by Laurel, who he shoots She is later saved by an unknown man. In the present, Thea is still comatose, and William blames Oliver for Samantha's death. Laurel and her mercenary PD station. During another confrontation, John accidentally wounds Renee due to his injury. Determining Laurel will attack next City Hall, Team Arrow sets a trap. However, Laurel's gang attacks the hideout instead and are driven off by Team Arrow. Quentin's reluctant to harm Laurel further allows her to escape. Oliver arranges another hearing for Renee to reclaim his daughter. Curtis discovers that Laurel stole a prototype T-sphere. Slade tells Oliver that he is traveling to Calgary to find his son, advising him to choose between vigilantism and William. Oliver and William reconcile slightly, even as pictures of Oliver wearing the Green Arrow suit leak to the media. And whoa, what a cliffhanger on that one. All right, so there's definitely tons to talk about, but I'm going to just try to cram it in for the next couple of minutes. We are live right now, of course. Our number is 619-924-9751. All right, let's see. My favorite moments, of course, Arrow's entrance. I mean, how badass was that? I'd definitely do a redo probably like 3 or 4 times because it just reminded me how Batman would totally enter. And wow, really great entrance, especially for TV. Come on, guys. This isn't a movie. And so with budget and timing that they have to make these episodes, it's just great to see some comic book style cinematic that of our heroes jumping into the picture and saying, we're here and we're here to serve justice. So yeah, that was definitely one of my highlights at the very beginning. They got me hooked. I was already in, but when I saw that entrance, booyah, it was definitely a great entrance to jump into. And boy, oh boy, did Oliver did his entrance. And like I said, it reminded me of Batman. If only Oliver had a cape, that would be awesome. So that entrance, and then of course, the other scenes, I like how they kind of said no more island flashbacks, but they're kind of doing it again with the island and the flashbacks. I guess we'll never get rid of flashbacks from Arrow or Arrowverse. It's there from the beginning, and it'll probably be in the finale. So I guess we should just stop talking about the flashbacks because they're here to stay, guys. I guess so. So talking about the flashbacks, we got a little insight on the finale on how Thea and Samantha were looking for William and, of course, got injured during the explosion from last season's finale. I thought they were going to finally get rid of Thea, and apparently that didn't happen. Apparently she lives. She lives. Oh, hey, we got a new caller here from area code 239. Who is this?
My name is Oliver Queen. For 5 years in hell, I've been stranded on an island, and come home for one goal to save my city. And then I'm come back, and I am the Green Arrow. What's up?
What up, man from Florida? How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I have to say, Jesus, Arrow Season 6 premiere,
yeah.
What the F all
amazing.
Over. I mean,
amazing.
Wow.
From the beginning
so
to
good.
The end, yes. Even the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I was just I was pointing out my favorite scenes, and for me, it pretty much sums it up. The very beginning, his entrance, and the very end,
yep.
Where he is exposed as the Green Arrow on TV, on the
yep.
news, when Felicity calls Oliver and says, turn on the TV now.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh, what are they going to show now? And then, of course, they show Oliver in the Green Arrow suit. And boy, oh, boy, what a cliffhanger. Matt,
in the flashback.
Let us know, what were your favorite moments in this episode, Fallout?
Well, I was patiently waiting for all the flashbacks on the island to see who survived. I was going like, come on. Show me who's alive. Show me who's alive, please. And then, like, all of a sudden, they jump back to see that the whole team survived. I love seeing the flashbacks on the island after
yeah.
it exploded. I mean, it was just such
was
a great
cool.
season premiere.
Cool.
And more Deathstroke. And then that final end scene there. And Black Siren, man, having Katie Cassidy.
Oh, my God. She's lethal.
Other version. Dang. I mean, Katie Cassidy is doing great so far as Black Siren. I keep her, like, for a while. I love seeing her as the
you
villain.
Know,
and by the way,
she does a lot better as a villain than as a,
yeah.
you know, girlfriend or, you know, good guy. You know, she does way much better as a villain.
Yeah, I have to say, especially after last night's episode. But
I
agree with
you.
Oh, and by the way, Jesus, I agree with you from Snapchat earlier. Thor did kind of suck. I'm anxious for Justice League now.
Oh, my gosh. Major cheese balls. But we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
we should do a Marvel talk.
Yeah, we should do it, like, tomorrow or next week. But,
all right, cool.
Trying to think here. Yeah, I did like the flashback scenes. I love seeing Oliver being a father figure for his son, William, and that end scene when they find out that Oliver is the Green Arrow. I go, what?
No.
You got to be kidding me. No.
Yeah.
And seeing him and Felicity together, I mean, man, I'm happy she survived the explosion. And then Lance can't take an aim. I was surprised that they all survived the explosion. I mean, for months, I wonder who was going to be alive or dead after the explosion on Lee and
you,
but man.
Do you like how they revealed it like that? Or do you think they should have kept us in suspense on who still made it or not?
they should have kept this on Who Still Made It, because the season premiere was great. I loved it. My friend John loved it. And trying to think. I mean, they should have taken it like very slower, like show one flashback and the next week show the other flashback. Because I know we're getting a very big Deathstroke episode coming up next week, which I cannot wait to see. But I'd say what they're doing on Arrow, I mean, doesn't it feel weird watching it on a Thursday night at 9 o'clock?
It does. It does. But you know what? It's still the same show. I love it. I love
it. Yeah.
All right, cool, Matt. Well, this wraps
up
Fallout on Arrow. Coming up next is DC Legends of Tomorrow. Join us on that podcast, and have a good night, sir.
Oh, I have a new fan for Arrow, my friend.